We have agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on quarterly activity report by Wells Fargo. John, would you introduce this agenda item for us, please?
Yes, sir. This is our standard agenda item we have each quarter. Barry Gunnels, the Wells Fargo, is here, usually was had a conflict or something, would be here, but I'll try to answer any questions anybody has. But it's prepared by Wells Fargo, and it's really just, as you can see, a summary of the activity really for the last four quarters. Of course, you can see the November 13 quarter, which is the most recent one there, is the second column from the right. But looking at the top, you can see that the payment, we have 111 retirees and or beneficiaries that are receiving benefits on a monthly basis now in the plan. That changes, obviously, slightly sometimes each quarter. Total participants are still 356, which, of course, the difference between those two, 250 of them are people who have terminated and have benefits and or people who are still active, like some of us here in the room that have benefits in this plan. So that gives you the demographics. As you look on the November 13 column, which is, of course, the most recent quarter, you can see that we actually had an increase this particular quarter of almost $1.6 million in plan assets this quarter, of which about half of it, you can see the next line down, about half of it is contributions. This was the quarter, as you all remember, we make our annual contributions in September at the sort of the beginning of our fiscal year. And that was the $750,000 that was a required contribution as recommended by the actuary. Of course, you remember we modified this particular year. We reduced the targeted interest rate to 6.5%. That raised our contribution up to $750,000, and that's how much we made this year. So that contributed to the increase in this particular quarter. And you can see the other, we had obviously, as most of you all I'm sure know, we had a very good quarter from an investment performance. Richard will talk about that in more detail in a minute, from unrealized gains in our various investments and things. So we went up by $2 million. Then we have benefit payments. You can see right in the middle there in the red. And you can see they're pretty steady. It shows each quarter. You can see slightly more than $400,000 a quarter. Obviously representing three monthly payments that we make there. And you can see the total benefit payments total about $1.6 million each year. And then down below the expenses the plan pays, and the breakdown of those expenses is who they are. In this last quarter, we had a little bit of expenses to Gallagher Benefit Services is our actuary, as you all remember. Of course, Bogdan is Richard's group here. And then Padgett Stratemore didn't have an expense this quarter because their audit was done in the prior period. So you see their expense in the prior quarter. Wells Fargo has expenses, of course, the trustee has expenses each quarter. John, each month, actually, they bill each month.
Have we ever asked on Wells Fargo about their expenses? Those look awful high to me.
We have, and in fact, they gave us, they have reduced their expenses down and gave us a new proposal that, and I believe we talked about, I hope we talked about it here. That was obviously, maybe we didn't. But they gave us a reduced fee schedule, a rate schedule back, it was a few quarters back, or maybe a couple of quarters back and stuff. So we went and looked, I think, Richard, we looked at it, we looked at it in the marketplace and determined internally that it was, we felt like that was a very competitive trust fees for this type of plan and what they're doing. The majority of it is there's a, and I should have brought, I can go get a copy of their latest bill and stuff. I don't have it right here with me, but it's a fee based, just based on the percentage. And then there's some transactions. Of course, the majority of the transactions are retiree checks. They charge us like $2 a month to cut the retiree checks and stuff. And that's some of the expense. So $2 per employee per check. So
I think there are also economies of scale in it. If you had twice as many employees, it wouldn't cost you twice as much money.
Exactly.
So that's why someday when you, since the plan is no longer had entrance, as the number of employees goes down, someday some future board will want to annuitize their way out of it because the fixed expenses will start to make it uneconomical.
That's the summary of the activity. Just as y'all can see, we spend out, as I mentioned, we spend out about, just in looking at it on a macro basis, we spend out about $1.6 million a year in benefit payments. That's pretty steady. It'll, of course, go up a little bit over time as we have more retirees, certainly. You can see that in this particular last 12-month period, we had $2 million, a little more than almost $2.5 million in earnings in the 12 months ended November 30th. Now, keep in mind, this is as of November 30th, because that's the plan quarter. Richard, in a second, his report will take us through 12/31, will be the quarter ending 12/31. So there's obviously a little bit of a month difference there when we're looking at the investment reports. So, but this was as through 11/30.
Yeah, and you could see the reduction in their fees starting to come through with a, you know, $4,500, if you will, the last quarter, and you go back.
Yeah, it's somewhat coming down.
It's coming down.
Now,
this question's way overdue.
But there's no way to ever get all that stuff on a calendar year where everything lines up and it's convenient and people can think of it in terms of what they normally think of? Or because we're always comparing things to public returns that run all, and they're all on a calendar quarter basis. And so when I first went to work at Bluebell, this was 30-something years ago, we had like four different plans, or three different at that time, and they were all on different
calendar years.
You know, one was in July, and then I moved them. We just did short year with 5,500s, moved them all to 12/31, and it made it simpler. I don't know if it was easier, but it sure made it simpler.
We could certainly look at that. We obviously just would involve modifying the plan. We'd have to get an attorney involved and changing the plan document.
I mean, I don't know if it's worth it or not, but I mean, you're going to go for the rest of your life. I mean, the plan's going to be here a long time. Yep. And it's just like you're always making this little conversion in your mind. But I mean, certainly it's not worth spending a ton of money.
When it was set up, as we all know, the Brazos River Authority, of course, is not and won't. I assume won't ever be on a calendar basis. We're on a state basis at 8/31. And this is sort of corresponds. I mean, our plan doesn't end 8/31. It ends 6 months. It ends February the 28th, which is the same sort of a quarter cycle, but it's 6 months earlier. And that probably had something to do with why it was set up that way. Yeah. I don't know why they picked the end of February rather than the end of August. I would expect them to set it up the same as...
Well, a lot of corporate plans do that because of tax things. They basically figure out what are we going to do, and we got a six-month period here where we can determine what we're going to do from the standpoint of funding. But the actuary calendar is what they're reporting on at Wells Fargo from the standpoint of all of these flows. The performance reports we always do on a calendar basis because that's when most of the data is available. Mm-hmm. But we do once a year give you a fiscal year return pattern to try and match up with what the actuaries.
Well, the audit report, which is on a planned year basis, obviously, which is a February 28th or 29th right. or whatever it is, obviously has to have investment performance through that
right.
through that period. So we obviously, Richard, as he said, does it on a calendar basis because that's the most current, most up to date. Information and it's most easily
a lot of people have a fiscal year because it's cheaper to hire an auditor if you're not on a calendar year.
Yes.
And so, but we're not getting an advantage of that with ending in February because that's still close enough to that you're competing with the high cost of the audit.
Right.
I don't want to do anything that costs money. I mean, it was just a question.
Okay.
Because it's you know, you're always kind of, you know, you got the calendar year in your mind, you got the Brazos Valley fiscal year, and then you got the planned fiscal year.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, anyway, it was just a question. The kind of question you ask when you got a dull agenda. So.
You're trying to be a troublemaker, aren't you?
Well, Director Bell,
I gotta get till the Richards. Make it till the sandwiches come.
You know, we don't want to get out of here too soon.
The
Wells Fargo bills, as you can see, they have been decreasing. You can see there were 5,600. They spiked a little bit. We had some activity back there in that quarter that was a little higher, but then they're back. You know, they're coming down. So they're probably, that's pretty steady. That's probably at about $4,500 a quarter, which is, you know, little about $1,500 a month.
The $18,000, that was a reduction in fees or flow through of fees that they had previously been receiving. My on target there on my wage.
I'm sorry, which one are you looking at?
Go down to the bottom. The 18, down at the bottom is $18,000. Isn't that a part of the adjustment that was made?
They're showing it as a separate line item. They could show it against fees, but it is a separate line item. It's better to see it that way, so you do see that you're actually getting your money back from some of these 12B1 fees and that type of
thing. That's where it's coming from, is 12B1 fees that were going into their coffers.
That's exactly right, and they went through that. And you can see the total. We get to keep some of those, but some of you can see the lineup above that is $24,871. You can see the fund, the last one on the receipts line, that's the money that we got back, but that we had to give back $18,000 of it. So we ended up with a net of $6,000 that the plan got to keep.
Okay.
Of that. So that's what's happening there.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions on this report?
Good that it increased.
So it's good. It's a good quarter.
We're due for an increase, won't we, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Okay. Next agenda item.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Is there any questions before we go to agenda item number 2?